Welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we're going through every single Disney movie in order, chronological order. Almost said animated order. That's not a thing. I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
And I'm Rachel.
And so, like I said, we went through the animated movies. We went through Pixar. And now here we are going through DCOMs, Disney Channel Original Movies. What do you guys see in this part of the Disney Vault? Oh my gosh.
Okay, this is a very deep cut, but I see a neon outline of a baseball player.
Okay.
Wait, what was it? I missed it. It glitched.
Neon outline of a baseball player.
Oh, okay. I see pizza.
Uh-huh. I see everyone dancing the same routine.
Classic. Yeah,
over and over and over again.
Yeah. Mm.
So, clearly, we are talking about the one and only.
The other me.
I say the one and only, but, you know, I feel like we've seen this story before.
Have we?
I don't know. Just like in
media. It's a tale as old as time, honestly. Et cetera, et cetera.
However, I mean, it kind of reminds me of Genius in a way, but...
Yeah, there's some similarities there.
But it's a different story for sure. So I guess we'll just do some quick little smart housekeeping here on The Other Me. So, of course, the year is 2000. It's our 21st DCOM, originally released September 8th, 2000. Our theme music, again, is Mark Mothersbaugh. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but it's the guy from Devo who did the music from
Halloween Town.
Yeah. Can of Worms. Also, he's got some others coming up. So
it sounded very Halloween Town. The whole time I was like, is this the same soundtrack? Yeah. Did they just reuse it?
Yeah, I mean, could be. It's very like cheerful, like bee dee dee doo 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 doo, that kind of stuff. It's based on a book called Me Too, TWO, not to be confused with hashtag Me Too, which came much later, by Mary C. Ryan, written by Jeff Schechter, directed by Manny Coto. For our cast here, we've got Andrew Lawrence, again, get out your bingo cards because we've seen him before in a DCOM, as Will Browning / Tui. Oh, wait a second. I do need to tell you that the character's name in the book is not Will. It's Wilf.
Wilf?
W-I-L-F.
Like Wilford. Brimley.
Probably. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, that.
So, because I was reading about it, and I thought it was a typo, but it said it in too many places for it to be a typo. So I just thought that was a fun fact. Scott McCord plays Victor. Joe Grifossi plays Conrad. Wait, I don't remember who these characters are. Are these parents' names? I don't even remember. Allison Pill plays Alana, the sister.
Allison Pill. I recognized her.
We do know from... she's in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, among other things, but that's a Disney property we definitely know of. Or is it Disney? I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Brandon Jefferson, Chucky, who we also know from Xenon.
Yeah, also I realize he's from Holes, too.
Oh.
He plays X-Ray.
Oh, I see.
Tyler Hines is Scotty DeSoda. Sarah Gaddon is Heather Johnson. Oh, Mark L. Taylor is dad, and Lori Hallier is mom.
I recognize the mom because she's also in Strange Days at Blake Holsey High, that show that I was telling you guys about.
The Canadian show?
Yeah, the Canadian show where they're at a boarding school that has a black hole and strange things happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
This cast had a bunch of people that you're like, I know these people. It's like, again, that whole... Disney thing that's we're just reusing the same talent, which is cool.
They use the same talent, and then also they keep using the same Canadian actors for everything, so you recognize them from other shows that you've seen, so you're like, I know that person.
I want to be a Canadian actor. That seems like a sweet gig.
Well,
yeah, in Canada, everyone's a movie star or a TV star.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Well, you think of some of your favorite actors, they're Canadian.
True.
Also, some of the best comedians.
They're all named Ryan, too.
Yeah.
They're all named Ryan. I'm going to change my Ryan. That's it. My Ryan Gosling? My name's Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds. Joshua Jackson. Three.
They all have alliterative names.
Yeah.
Dana Carvey.
Justin Bieber's from
Not
Canada.
Not Dana Carvey. Mike Myers.
Celine Dion.
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette.
Dave the rest Coulier. Of this episode will just be listing Canadian celebrities.
Martin Short.
Can only think of white Canadian.
Drake.
Everybody Drake. There we go.
From Second City, I think, in the, you know, 80s. All those comedians. Tons of them. Tons of them. Anyway.
SCTV.
SCTV, yeah. We love Canada.
Rick Moranis, right?
Rick Moranis. Yep.
Too bad we can't go to Canada or anywhere. Anyway, let's talk about this movie.
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's go. Let's start. Come on.
We do love Canada, though. Anyway, so here we go. We start off. There's a kid. We know it's Will, our star. He's yo-yoing at school.
Oh yeah, he walks into school yo-yoing, and you can hear people like, ugh, the yo-yo kid. And I thought for sure he would be like the nerd, but he was like kind of cool.
He's just like somewhere in the middle.
What's his like social standing in school?
I think it's just like a normal average kid, which we don't usually see in these types of movies. So that's why from the get-go we were like, I don't know what box to put him in.
Yeah. I would say that he's like a try-hard, someone who's like trying to be cool, like a poser, essentially.
Which is why we find out that he's not doing well in school because he's trying hard to not try.
Exactly, because not trying is cool.
Mm. So there's like, oh, we also still see this girl who's like, is this your locker?
Because oh my god, that voice.
Her voice. She reminded me of that girl from Freaks and Geeks. I think it was like Millie or something like that.
Millie!
Yeah.
Jesus like, is just all right with me.
Yeah. But she was like, hi, how are you? Can we go on a date? It was like the weirdest voice.
I mean, I don't know. I was like, is this young Jennifer Tilly? Like, what's happening here?
Is she okay? I don't know. But then in science class, he's singled out by the teacher who's passing back tests. And she's like, if some of you don't get a B before the end of the year, you're going to flunk and you have to back next year. Yeah. So he's not doing well. And then we also learned that this kid named Scotty DeSoto hates him because he got that kid suspended. So there's some drama. And then at home, mom is like cooking hippie tree bark for them. And that's like a thing for some reason.
Wait, hold on. Slow down. Let's pause on this. Let's talk about this family for a hot second. What's the deal with this family? Who's this mom? Who's this dad? Who's the daughter? Well, they feel so like in four different quadrants. It's not even like the parents are the parents are so unsimilar to each other that I'm like, how did they meet? How was this? What the?
The dad doesn't really have anything going on except he's like kind of a grump.
This seems like very like someone who's like thinking about a stereotypical family. Of course, the mom is weird and cooking weird things. And then the dad is like, we don't know anything about the dad because the dad doesn't say much. And then, of course, the daughter is like kind of rebellious and hates her little brother. It's just like nothing is original here. And it just feels so weird.
Right.
Didn't we also see like a mom? We've seen that trope. Didn't we see that in the Merman movie? What 13th year?
Yeah.
Where the mom is like super vegan or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's a trope we've already seen.
Yeah, it's a very early 2000s thing where the mom is trying to be vegan, gluten free or something, and she's making weird stuff. Like, it's either you're a really good mom or you're a really weird mom. There's no like, you can't be anything else.
Well, and it was like that time when people really did make fun of even like just vegetarians. Like that was like the butt of the joke, which
I guess you're right.
why is that funny? But then now, of course, we've gotten so much more extreme with it. So I think the 13th year mom, remember, she wasn't even vegetarian because she was cooking them fish, but she was very much like granola and oat grain.
Yeah, but the joke was like, I cook weird things. It's like, yeah. What a...
Hmm. She's like, I care about health. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Was like clearly not written by a woman because women aren't fully fleshed out human beings. They're just cooks in the kitchen who either do a good job or a weird job.
But it's exactly. But that's even something more than the dad, who is the only trait I would say is the dad feels overworked and mean.
Yeah. There's just that, the only interaction I remember is him being like, what? Like, what's wrong with you? Or like, get out of my way.
Well, I just remember he keeps a bag of potato chips in his briefcase.
Like the thinnest of potato bags. Like, what?
It's like something that's completely empty, but you rolled it up. And
he had to take what he could get because his wife is only cooking him grass.
Tree bark, yeah.
So we get the sister hands her report card to the parents. Sister's a good student. And of course, Will is not a good student. And he doesn't apply himself. He's not trying. He doesn't have effort. And so the parents say, you know, there's this place called Camp Spartacus. And it's a boot camp to teach boys discipline. And if you don't improve this situation,
so it's, we're going to send you there. Essentially.
We're sending you to the army, like a legal army for people under army age. And so the mom comes to talk to him. And she said, she's like, you know what? I don't care if you get A's. I just care about the effort that you put in. And, yeah, like, you're wonderful and smart and talented and beautiful and gorgeous and all these things. And then we get this, like, hint of, like, a magical sound. And there's this thing called Grow Your Own Fun or something. It's like an ad in a magazine that he sees.
Yeah,
it's like a pup,
right? Yeah, it's like one of those, like, ads that you would see in the comic book. Classic sea monkeys.
Yeah, back in the ocean comic pups. Book.
Yeah.
Is what we're calling them here. Yeah, exactly. So it's like a little bit of magic, and he's like, oh, because the whole thing is he needs to do really well on a science experiment.
Which I don't understand how growing sea monkeys is a science experiment.
It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work. It's like, I bought this from a comic book and I want an A now.
Yeah. I dehydrated frozen shrimp.
Yeah. Because that's what they are.
Hydrated, dehydrated shrimp.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I guess, like, some loose things pass for science experiments. Like, you know, kids would always, like, make volcanoes and stuff.
It's just, like, I don't know anyone who actually made a volcano in real life. It was always in a movie.
Oh, really?
I've only done one science experiment ever. And my science experiment was, are double stuffed Oreos actually double stuffed? As in having them double the stuff of an Oreo. And it wasn't. They lied. And I came in fourth place. So,
You uncovered a bombshell? A marketing marketing flaw?
And I still came in fourth.
Wow. That is right. Did you report to Nabisco about this matter?
Well, I bet you Nabisco is the one sponsoring the science fair, which is why you came in fourth place. True. Yeah.
Oscar. I did have my science fair experiment trashed by the judges afterwards.
Oh, wow. You just wrote a decom. This is a whole saga. What? That's a conspiracy.
They're like, we have to give him some place so that he doesn't catch on.
Right. And then they're like, and then discard the evidence. No one can know. But now here you are on a podcast letting everyone know that
double stuff. So the world knows. Double-stuffed Oreos are not double-stuffed.
So then what is the other one? It's like mega-stuffed or something? Like, what is that?
Yeah, that one was, I don't know, just mega.
Time to put on your lab coat,
Oscar. If anyone is willing to do a science fair experiment about mega-stuffed Oreos, tag us. Let us know. We need to know.
Because of you, Oscar, they stopped putting a number in because it was double, you know? They just were like, we can't put a numerical number to it. We just have to say mega.
Yeah. Mega, it's like more stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A different amount of stuff.
She's like, more.
Grab bag.
Bigger. It's like, you can't.
Surprise stuff. Bernie bots every amount of stuff. And so you don't know what you're going to get. Wow. This is a bombshell. Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to find out what we find out. So he orders the ocean pups, and we see there are these scientists in a lab, and they're duplicating or doing what they call hyper cloning rats. And this lab is like super dark and there's really dramatic lighting.
I couldn't understand this because they were supposed to be the bad guys, but to me they're just like, these are just scientists who are like trying to do good stuff, but they're like bad because they wear Hawaiian t-shirts.
It's sort of, it is confusing because they kind of characterize them like they're these doofuses. Like, they don't seem like scientists, like you just said.
Yeah.
Like,
they seem like Home Alone burglars.
Yes.
Totally. Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
They have a very Team Rocket sort of vibe.
Yeah.
It feels almost as if they should have been like people who like clean the laboratory or something and shouldn't have been in there. Like, they didn't seem like they belonged.
But you know what? Scientist representation. They can look any which way.
You know what? Yeah. You're right. I was thinking of the classic white lab coat scientist with gloves.
They even thinking of the genius scientist, weren't you?
There you go.
Even mentioned that they don't have white lab coats because they don't have the funding or whatever. No.
Mm-hmm. But you know who did have a white lab coat? The science teacher. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, because that doesn't make sense because schools don't get proper funding. You know, because all that money's going to the police. Whoa.
What?
We got political.
Whoa.
What? Defund the police.
Added to the double stuff conspiracy.
Defund the police. What?
Defund.
So like one of them is dressed like a surfer. He's got like puka shells on and
I felt very uncomfortable by him. Because I couldn't tell if he was like 25 or 45.
That's exactly what he wants you to not know.
Do you know what I mean? I was having a hard time.
Well, that's the life of the actor, you know? He can play multiple roles.
It's good for him.
You know, like, longevity. For me, the Babysitter's Club just came out. I could either play one of the babysitters or one of the babies. Can't go any higher because I'm so young.
I mean, what a gift.
Yeah.
Forever young.
Yeah.
So they duplicate this mouse and the mouse escapes and then all of a sudden this green pus kind of spews everywhere and it hits one of the boxes of the Ocean Pups box, which I didn't even think about this till now. Why is the inventory of these essential sea monkeys inside of a lab where they're developing new technologies?
It's not a fully funded lab. They're kind of messy. They don't have someone cleaning up after them.
Yeah, the funding is whack. And I think the experiments that they're trying to do is illegal and not to regulation. Because here's the real tea.
Okay.
These aren't scientists. Uh-huh. They're workers at the pup egg company. Uh-huh. And they do experiments on the side. Now, their experiments don't have anything to do with the pup stuff, but it's the pup stuff was their idea. They're starting off, they're branching out process to then start cloning rats. But when they say they're scientists, they're not really scientists. They're just people who like experimenting on things.
Like how Dr. Phil is a doctor.
Well,
exactly.
What makes you a scientist though? Do you have to have a PhD?
A degree.
I think if you test the amount of double stuff in the Oreos.
That's right. I am a scientist. That's very true.
I feel like you just have to do a science experiment to be a scientist, which means that I am also a scientist because I also did science fair.
Hey, normalize scientists.
Anytime you have an hypothesis and then you test that and then you find out a solution, you're a scientist.
Yeah. 100%.
I
bakers
make up recipes
are scientists.
All the time. I'm a
bakers
scientist.
Are scientists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So who knows what these guys are doing? They are scientists, but they're not actually funded by this lab, which is why they don't have lab coats.
Mm-hmm.
White lab coats, at least. Anyway, so Will gets his ocean pups in the mail, and he sets up the kit, but of course he's like real sloppy about it and mixes it with a comb. That has
with his
hair.
Yeah.
And then that's how he gets his clone.
So the the water bubbles like crazy. And he calls
I will say the weird
service.
Thing though was usually in DCOMs like this, because this felt like a very small town suburb. Everyone knows each other. And when the mail woman drops the mail, the package, and he comes in, they don't even acknowledge each other, which to me was such like a weird thing. Because I'm like, Y'all should be saying hi to each other. I don't know. I'm just like conditioned in Disney movies for people to be like, hi. Oh, hello. Hi. And when that didn't happen, I was like, huh? Yeah. What?
No, the mail delivery shot was weird from the get-go because you could like see the actress holding up the package to the camera and then placing it down just to get that shot in.
Exactly. Also, it was wrapped in like brown paper bag. Wouldn't it come in like a box? It was so weird.
Yes.
And like handwritten his address on the front too.
Like
so I was
Santa
like,
Claus
are they
present?
Only sending like one of these out a day? Because
probably.
Maybe.
What if
Etsy
this
shop.
Company isn't even real?
It's an Etsy shop.
It's an Etsy shop, exactly.
I mean, I believe it.
Well, more questions than answers once again.
Yeah.
So he calls customer service, and then, you know, the lady's obviously like, I don't know what you're talking about. The clone that he makes is somehow, he's like somehow wearing underwear, but then he asks his clone to cover up with a towel as if he wasn't wearing anything, and I'm not sure.
He wasn't wearing underwear. He was wearing jeans.
Oh, he's wearing jeans?
Full-on blue jeans. But I don't think we were supposed to see that. I think the shot was supposed to be like from the torso up, but then there was a shot where he walked in and you could see the jeans he was wearing.
You could see he was wearing something, definitely, because then Will acts like, oh, you better cover up. Oh, no, I'm so embarrassed. It's so funny. Andrew Lawrence is like, no, I'm good. I'm just going to wear
I'm just
going to
take off my shirt and that's it.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, like, you should, yes.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But also they should, like, shoot it properly. But, you know, I mean, we got to suspend our disbelief, I suppose.
Right.
So, okay. So the clone can speak and he can read too. But, you know, obviously he's still kind of, like, learning everything.
He's got like a childlike wonder about him.
Yeah, a little bit like Splash or like a, you know, a fish out of water coming to a new town. Like he's learning but quickly. And so the receptionist at the pup place tells the scientists about this weird call that she got. So they're kind of like on to the fact that this something's weird with this kid. And so the scientists say that the secret's out, and then they find where this one kit went, because apparently, like you say, they're only sending out one at a time because they have his address and that his name is Will Browning and that they don't have the patents. But I feel like what's more important than patents is insurance.
I bet they don't have that either.
No, definitely not. So the scientists are going to take a little road trip. And the clone is dressed all crazy during family dinner, and he's like, surfing through TV channels. There's like a boy band video he's watching with this like discount Nick Cannon type guy hosting.
I love that the music video had no words at all. It was like 3 minutes of them just dancing the same choreography.
This must
and
be
of course
how
he was learning
dance.
It because he was like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, I can move my. Okay.
This move was so silly to me.
One but hand on top of the other.
That's kind of a TikTok move. I mean, I looked at it and I was like, well, this is definitely my TikTok challenge of the episode. You have to learn this dance and do it on TikTok.
TikTok Will Browning tabletop dance. And so the clone, this Halloween mask, which to be fair is scary, falls out of the closet and the clone screams, but then Will screams too at dinner. It's like, okay, there's a connection here.
Well, I thought he was screaming because he heard him screaming upstairs, and that's that thing where like a thud happens and you go, sorry, you know?
Right, like he was trying to cover it up.
Yeah, but instead we find out later that they're connected.
Yeah. So Will goes upstairs to talk to his clone. And he found that the clone has read this whole book that he gave him. I don't even remember what it was.
Science
it was like an encyclopedia
book.
Or something. Oh, a science book.
Yeah. Because he explains to him what cloning is. Because he's like, I cloned you. Oh, my gosh. You're my science experiment.
So, okay. Then there's this whole, we get our little, like, comedy of errors situation where the two clones are downstairs with the two parents, but they can't be in the same place at once because the parents don't know there's a clone. And it's like, you're here. You're wearing a different shirt. Were you just here? I just saw you wearing a different shirt. That whole bit.
Yeah.
And again, we
but
get
wait,
mom.
Before that moment, he looks at the picture of the family album. Tui, which he's called because he is two. He's the second one. And he's like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's my family. And he's like, do I have a family? And he's like, no.
I know.
Which
so
is mean.
Awful.
Which is mean.
It's mean. No.
Yeah, he's like, not even me. I'm not even your family. We just look the same. So poor Tui. But yes, yeah, so he doesn't have a family. And again, mom's like offering dad all this weird food. And the clone then eats. Okay, I guess he is called Tui, but he decides to call him that actually just about now. And he's eating mom's food, and he loves it. And then we got this, like, burping action, and Will's like, feel free to ask me anything you want about bodily functions, because, you know, boys will be boys.
Farting is funny.
Oh, okay. And that's when Will's like, you look like me, you talk like me, but you have a computer brain. And he realizes, I could capitalize on this. So mom goes upstairs to say goodnight, and Will is surprised that she thought that Tui was him. So he's like, aha, we could switch places. And the scientists pull up to Will's house in this real sketchola van. Which a little bit looks like Guinevere, I just realized, from Onward.
Ooh.
But not painted.
Yeah, so it's just a van.
Okay, so it's just a van. and they drove halfway across the country to get here. So those two hoofed it. And then the next thing we know, Will's got to go visit his grandpa in the nursing home, which is something his family does several times. And Will sees... Oh, sorry. I think the clone sees a family across the street that are like laughing and washing a car together. And of course he feels sad and left out that he doesn't have a family. So the clone was told to stay. He was told to stay and watch TV, but he decides to go and venture out because he says, like the grizzly bear, I must explore the world around me. So he goes out and the family visits Grandpa, who's, like, pretty unresponsive to them visiting.
Mordecai is his name?
Yeah. Mordecai, that's right.
What an interesting name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very,
It sounds like a vampire to me.
Yeah, I was trying to say Transylvanian, but I was like, I don't know if it's that specific.
It sounds like a villain.
Grandpa Mordecai. He should have been the villain of this movie.
That would have been the interesting.
Grandpa? Fun. Yeah. He's like, I wish I had a family. And it's like the grandpa's a villain and this whole thing where it's like, well, do you wish you had family now? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So Will comes back and he sees that Tui's gone, but he knows through their psychic connection that he is outside in a park somewhere. And can I just say that this whole town is so pretty. It's like so suburban and like just Disney perfect looking.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting you say pretty. I wouldn't say pretty. I'm not into the suburbs at all. So to me, it's just like, it's clean.
It's clean. No, I mean, it's very much like if you were to draw a picture of a park, it would look like this. It's like grass and ducks and fountains. You know what I mean? If you were to draw a picture of a house, it's this. It's got like shingles and beams and flowers. It's very like in that way, like the picture perfect kind of way. Not necessarily, I don't know. But anyway, very suburban. So, Will's really mean to Tui, and he's like, you're just a clone. But, you know, yikes, dude. This is a whole person that's, you know, forming.
Well, Will's not a great person, let's just say that.
he's using Tui.
Yeah.
He doesn't see Tui as a person at all, as a thing. He's just using him.
And the very next thing is we get a montage of Will essentially teaching Tui to be him. So they're like walking, they're high-fiving, there's a montage of Tui being...
Put it on your bingo scorecard, montage.
Montage. And it's like, this song was so Devo sounding. It was like very like electro, like upbeat. Boop, 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 boop. Exactly. It was like, diddle, 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 you must whip it. And so the sister arrives on this like motorized scooter, I think, and the clone goes off like trying to compliment her, I guess, but just totally embarrasses Will.
He like he says something that he learned from MTV, and she's just like, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, that was a cool thing you said, but you're not cool.
Yeah.
So.
I just absorb whatever.
She's suspicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the clone goes to school. And then again, there's like a sort of montage with Will like zooming through tests and just being real smart. And then in the cafeteria.
Oh, he the has... test thing. That was in the promo where he's like, done. And everyone's like,
wow. Sacre bleu. You finished in 1 minute?
Yeah.
So he eats pizza with Chucky, and he's like, this is the most delicious thing I've ever had in my life. And Chucky's like, dude,
which makes sense, because all he's had is, like, sprout muffins.
Tree bark, yeah.
And they specifically say it's freezer pizza.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a trope of, like, fish out of water thing, where they find one food item and they're obsessed with it.
It's always food.
Yeah. Eggos.
Yeah. Eggos for 11.
Buddy the Elf loves syrup.
Yeah.
Who loves syrup?
Buddy the Elf from Elf.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
It's great.
I'm sure there are others. So, yeah, Chucky's like, you've been acting strange all day. Like, dude, what is up? But he doesn't tell him. But he does, like, Tom Cruise with happiness over this frozen pizza. He's, like, up... jumping on the tables and starts dancing to these like little like digital computer sounds.
Yeah,
and
this
what's her face? Heather? The girl
Heather.
The girl
who talks I'm like Heather, that. Hi.
She's like, will you go to the dance with me? And he's like, will you bring pizza? Thank you. He's like, will you bring pizza? And she's like, yeah.
No. Which is like, asked. Heather, no, he don't respect you.
He wants pizza, Heather.
Honestly, what's up with Heather? Does she have friends? Is she?
I don't think so. I think she's like another loser girl who's like been pining after Will, and Will has been ignoring her this whole time.
But why Will? He's not even like the cutest guy in school.
You know, sometimes people have crushes on people because they've known them forever. And I feel like Will and Heather have known each other since they were babies.
Okay. Wow.
Backstory.
But, and maybe because Heather's like, listen, I'm not cool either. This is the best I can do for right now.
Heather, just deepen your voice and you can do better.
Oh.
Yeah, like, there we go. Just wait till puberty hits and then you can do better. Like, Heather, you could do better. I feel bad for her.
Also, Heather, you don't need anybody.
Yeah.
If somebody's saying, I'm not going to go out with you if you don't bring a pizza pie, don't go. Don't say yes. I mean, I would have done the exact same thing in high school, so... Can't be
do what I say, not what I do, Heather.
Heather, exactly. You should be the one asking for a man to bring you pizza, or a woman. I don't care what you want. Just as long as you demand pizza be brought with your date.
Exactly.
You deserve pizza and a date.
Also, that's expensive. Like, you're... No. No, you ain't buying shit. On the first date? No.
He or she buys you...
Go Dutch. Whatever. You should both be spending money.
No. Heather, don't spend any money.
No matter what, look, no matter what, somebody's got to bring a pizza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not contesting that all.
Yeah, but Heather, don't bring the pizza.
Right.
You've been working too hard for this.
If Will wants to bring the pizza, he brings a pizza. Yeah. You don't have to
bring it. Be the one who's brought pizza.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go. That's a good moral. We can just say that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Heather calls at Will at home, and Will answers, and he's all confused because he's like, what? I didn't say anything. And like, Will's upset because he says he's been trying to avoid her for 6 years or something like that. She's like, what? And then Scotty, the bully guy, arrives and returns, I think it's like a binder or book or something.
Yeah, because earlier they have a little, him and Tui have a little heart to heart.
Yeah.
In the weirdest way possible. Yeah. Because he's like, oh, you have a mom and dad. And then Tui's like, oh, my family's, I don't have a family. Or something to that effect.
He's like, wait, I thought I wrote this down. Oh, yeah. Oh, they bond over the fact that they don't know, quote, know what it means to have a dad.
Yeah.
So it's like very specific language.
Because doesn't the bully say that his dad went to like jail or something? I can't remember.
I don't know. He's like not in the picture. And then obviously the clone just never had a dad.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I don't know what it means to have a father either. But you're right. They totally bond. It's like basically Tui is repairing all of these relationships in one day, doing all this good work. But Will doesn't appreciate it. And he's mad. And so Scotty arrives. Yeah, he returns that binder thing. And, like, he, like, acts real cool. And Will's super confused because these guys have been enemies for who knows how long. And then the scientists arrive. And they say that they're responding to his call, like his customer service call. And they also have this device on them to tell that Will wasn't telling the truth, but it, like, doesn't really work. It's like, I don't know why we have to go there, but we did. Yeah. And we also find out that the clone will disappear in a few days because they have a short life expectancy. It's like a precaution that they've built into this whole cloning business.
Yeah, 4 days, right?
Something like, I guess, maybe 4 days left, because it was like 4 weeks, or I guess maybe it just depends on the size of the subject.
Yeah. I mean, regardless, after a while, they turn into a green goo again.
Oh. So another montage of Will and Tui, and then the scientists pretending to be like an ice cream truck that also has french fries.
Yeah, I did not get that part at all. It's like, I mean, they bought an ice cream truck, they installed ice soft serve in the ice cream truck, and they couldn't figure out how soft serve worked.
And they had a lot of customers.
Yeah, they gave kids too much. I don't know. And then they give them fries?
Look, they are quote unquote scientists. Not
ice cream vendors.
Ice cream vendors.
Or fry people.
Fry soda jerk something? Is that the right?
They're jerks.
Who made the fries? Fries seem like they're hard to make.
True. It felt like that guy bought it somewhere else and then came back to give the kids fries. And the kids never asked for fries.
But the problem was just handing the kids the fries, right?
It's
like falling out of the container.
Yeah, that was a problem. Because when I want ice cream, I don't mind getting fries.
Yeah.
But one individual fry, I'm going to be pissed. You give me a full little box of fries.
Yeah, the ice cream was like on their hands as well as in the cone as
I'd be fine with it. If I paid $1 for a cone of ice cream and they gave me a bunch, I'd be like, okay, bye.
That's a great business model. $1 for as much ice cream as I feel like giving you. All right. So the scientists finally spot Tuba Brownings. So the scientists knew that there was a clone here, but they didn't know it was of a person.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but then they do see there are two Will Brownings. And they're very excited that humans can be cloned because they didn't know that. And the clone goes this time with the family to see Grandpa Mordecai. And Will, or Tui, the clone, asks Grandpa if being old hurts. And Grandpa says, not today.
Yeah, what a weird question.
It was weird. The whole grandpa storyline, I didn't understand the point of.
Well, because, like, grandpa wouldn't talk to the kids at all. He would just watch TV, which to me is like, does he have Alzheimer's? Like, what's happening there? Like, is he forgetting who they are? And I was, the way that I was picturing, like, once Tui goes to see Mordecai, I would be like, Mordecai knows that that's not Will.
Yeah.
And that's how they're going to find out. Yeah. Because it seems like he's checked out, but he's actually not checked out.
Right.
But then that doesn't happen instead, at all.
It's just like another relationship that Tui helped repair.
Also, what a weird question. Standing right in front of the TV, so already Mordecai's pissed. And then to be like, does it hurt?
And is there like
touching his face?
Face touching, yes!
Does it hurt being old? And the response is not today, which honestly, it got me in my feels a little bit because I'm like growing. Me as an old person
can relate.
Body starts hurting. You're in pain constantly.
Yeah,
a new body part starts hurting a new day. So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Maybe he liked it because someone was finally talking to him, because they just go over there and they just sit in front of the TV. No one actually talks to him. I don't know. Maybe. It just was such a weird...
Why respond to the question like, does it hurt getting...
Does it hurt?
Yeah, I would have been pissed.
When I touch your face like this.
Also, I would have been pissed because why are you putting him in a nursing home if he lives in town and you guys, he could just live at home with you? I don't know.
You could tell that that wasn't a solid relationship.
Yeah, because then also, like, if he doesn't have Alzheimer's, then why is he there? I don't know.
But if he does have Alzheimer's, maybe they have people who will take care of him properly.
Yeah.
Then that makes sense.
I mean, we didn't learn a lot about Grandpa and his ailments, but something's up. Something's going on. Also, I really didn't know why we needed this storyline, but you know, there it is. So
it was probably in the book.
You're right. Maybe there's more in the book. So Dad says that summer boot camp's not an issue anymore, and Will has deserves it because he's become a very good student. Everything's good. And Will asks his parents, you know, what if this new me is only temporary?
Would you still love me if I went back to my old me?
Yeah, he's always.
And then they're like, well, it's never been about that. We've always hated you.
Yeah.
Now you're good. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. But they're like, we love you no matter what.
It's just the effort you're putting in. And right now you're putting in a lot of effort. And before you weren't doing anything at all.
Yeah, so Will says he's going to school today, and Chewie wants to fill him in on what's different, and he's like, no, I'm cool, I get it. Then he goes to school, and Chucky tells Will that he's become popular, and Scotty, that bully guy, invites him to go see a game, like a sports game, I don't remember which one. And so everything's just totally different. And then he goes home and sees that Tui's reorganized his room.
Oh, yeah. And then Heather asks him, what time do you want to pick me up for the dance? Or what time do you want to meet? 7 o'clock? And he's like, wait, what?
Right. So
it's 7 o'clock then.
7 o'clock so we can, like, talk and stuff.
7 o'clock? I'll meet you there with pizza.
So we can, like, talk and stuff and maybe, like, kiss.
Her voice.
What kind of
I hope she's
like?
In more DCOMs. I can't wait to see more of Heather.
I made pizza special.
I think this is the only film she's ever done.
Yeah, I remember.
Bring Heather back.
Bring Heather back.
I just want to know what she sounds like now as an adult. I hope she sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
The same.
I love pizza.
We should do a Reunited Apart with the cast of The Other Me.
Yeah.
Just to get to Heather.
Heather'd be the only one to show up. Let's be real.
Aww. So no. Andrew Lawrence is free.
So, okay. Will asks what Tui does that's different. And he's like, I try. Like, I just, like, you know, apply myself just a little bit.
He's like, I don't care what people think about me. I'm just going to do what I do.
Yeah, you care so much about what other people think. But I'm like, if I want to dance on a table, I want to dance on a table.
Mm-hmm.
Which, wow, great. Because, you know, we all have a hard time with caring about what other people think.
Yeah.
And Tui says he's leaving to go to New York City to see if it's actually black and white. Because he watched a movie where New York was black and white.
I wonder what movie that was. King Kong?
But, yeah, I don't know.
What's that one movie where they go on top of the Empire State Building before Sleepless in Seattle? What was that?
An Affair to Remember. I think that's in color.
Oh, okay.
King Kong?
It's King Kong.
Yeah, King Kong could have been the movie.
Yeah. But then he would be like, I want to go to New York to see if there's a giant gorilla.
Yeah. I want to go to see, yeah.
It's probably a boring movie then that he saw.
So weird because, like, there are other movies in color in New York, set in New York, but not for him.
He was watching AMC, Turner Classics.
Yeah. He should have like watched Sex and the City or something, and he would have seen his color. So, so Tui says he's leaving, and then Will says maybe Tui should go to the dance for him, like as a last hurrah. And Mom gets really gushy about Will going to a dance for some reason. She's like, "Oh, look, my little man's all dressed up." Yeah,
because she was nervous when she went to her first dance.
And the scientists are listening in, and then Will sees the scientists. Okay, so the scientists see Tui in his suit and think that it's Will. So then when they see Will, they think that it's Tui, a.k.a. the clone, and they kidnap him.
Because Will steals the green goo from them. He's like, oh, clearly the clone would want this to drink this, and then he could live longer.
Yes, it's like an antidote, or not an antidote, but like a thing that makes it permanent. Oh, it's like in Death Becomes Her. You know how they drink the poison? Or not poison, the potion.
Yeah, the potion, the green potion, yeah.
The potion.
Right.
Yeah, so Will steals the potion and runs after Tui. And then Chucky and Tui arrive at the dance. And Tui is like, wow, everything's so beautiful. It's very sweet how he sees everything through this fresh lens of like, look, they decorated. And I mean, to be fair, this dance is pretty cool. They have like fairy lights everywhere.
But is it themed?
No.
Is it themed? Theme is...
Yeah, dog, no. I'm not about that. School dance. If you're doing a dance, it's got to be themed.
What do you think the theme should have been?
One Clones. Night only.
Two for one.
Two for one.
Ladies for each night. Other. Ladies getting free.
The other side of me. Mm-hmm.
It should have been themed like a club.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. College night.
Yeah.
Under the sea.
Mm-hmm. Over the sea.
Enchantment over.
90s night.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
2002.
Oh. Ooh, party like it's 1999.
Mm. Yeah. That was last year.
Millennium.
Will.
That's
yeah.
Y2. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, okay. These are all good themes.
2000.
In the year 2000.
The year 2000. Not much has changed.
Oh, no, yeah. So we'll submit all of these theme suggestions to the corrections department, who will re-edit the movie for us.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. No one is dancing at the party.
Yeah, because it's lame. Who wants to be the first person to dance?
Oh,
yeah.
You know who? Tui.
Oh.
Yeah, so he don't care. He's going to go out there and do his boy band moves.
That's right.
And he dances Will with arrives. Heather.
Oh, yes. I mean, I brought you a pizza. She literally hands him a pizza as they walk in, by the way.
She's great. Here's She's a great pizza. Date. Someone should take her.
It's true. She did exactly what she promised. So right. Will arrives, and of course we get the, why'd you change your clothes? Because he's wearing, like, sweats.
Right.
And
Heather says, you look more like yourself.
You look
more like I like that. This.
I like it.
You look more like yourself.
So Chucky asks, what's up? And Will tells him he's a clone. And the scientists arrive at the dance, and Tui starts to fade. He's like disappearing, a la Back to the Future.
Yeah, or like Shiny. He's like a vampire in Twilight, more like it.
Mm, another vampire connection.
It looks like right before, at the end of Hocus Pocus, when they explode, when the lights start coming out.
Ah, yes.
Like transparent.
So he's a witch.
Yeah, he's a witch.
He's like susceptible for eating or soul sucking.
Mm. Yeah.
So Will gets on the dance floor and teaches everyone some moves he made up with yo-yo moves.
He walks the dog.
Yo-yo references. Yeah. He's like, walk the dog. And everyone's like into it.
And was that a thing dancing. That was cool back at the
Yo-yo? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo-yo was cool.
I remember when I was in, around 2000, yo-yos were big.
Wow.
I had to have the best one. I don't remember. Slam. What was it? Oh, what was it called? There was this one cool brand.
It was like Dunkin' or something.
There was like, It might have been made by Duncan, and it, like, it had the balls in it, so it, like, let it sleep forever. You could do all these cool tricks. I don't know.
Claire's a yo-yo person.
Yo-yo.
I didn't want to make it seem like I knew too much, but I know everything about yo-yos.
She's a yo-yo girl. She's a yo-yo girl.
I'm a little bit of a yo-yo girl. And I'll bring you a pizza.
So the scientists are there and they're like spying on him. Okay. So Will talks to Heather and he's like, oh, you don't think I'm like better now than I was before? And she's like, no, I think that you just like weren't ready to be good yet or whatever she says. She says some line about like,
weird.
I don't think you're better than before. You just like had to get to this place or whatever. So he's like, okay, I gotta run. But he kisses her.
Yeah.
And the scientists have lost a visual of Will / the other Will. And the scientists get on the dance floor and Will obtains the potion. Scientists kidnapped Will, who they think is Tui. And then Tui comes to Will's rescue.
Yeah, Tui's about to get on a bus to go to New York. He's
really serious about New York, huh? Where'd he get the money to get to the bus?
Yeah, also he's like fading away. And his first thought is, I gotta go to New York. I mean, where are they exactly?
I'm assuming it's Connecticut. I just feel like every single DCOM takes place in Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense. So the scientists corner him and they're like, it is very Home Alone because there's a lot of like hijinks and like, you know, tar and feathering kind of thing and like, you know, falling on tires. And one of them's covered in sludge and the other one's on a lift, like a forklift. And then he falls off into tires. And it's like, I don't even know how they got to this warehouse, but they're in this, I guess it's like a garage warehouse because there's some discarded vehicles in there as well. And this part just really felt like it went on for a really long time.
Yeah. I mean, Tui shows up, he rescues Will, and then they're fighting the bad guys very Home Alone style, and then the other two kids come, the bully and then his best friend, and then they lock him into a car, and then they trap the other one under like a bookshelf thingy, whatever. Yes. And then the cops show up.
Yes.
And the family shows up,
Then the family shows up.
However, Scotty, who somehow, for some reason, is there, does say the most 90s line to me. Well, it's not 90s, but he's like, children, grip it, Einstein, is what he says to one of the villains who, you know, obviously calls them kids. But I was like, what does that line mean?
Wait, what?
Okay, so one of the bad guys is like, what do you think you're doing, children? And then Scotty says, children, grip it, Einstein.
Grip these nuts is what the full phrase is.
I'm just thinking so, in a way,
he's actually ahead of his time because this was like pre-D's nuts.
Ah.
So Einstein is in regards to him being a scientist.
Yeah.
And grip it is in regards to D's nuts.
Oh, that's a good deconstruction. That okay. Mm-hmm. So, grip it. Okay, so he's like, suck on these nuts.
Children, grip these nuts, smarty pants.
Yeah. Who are you calling a child? Yeah. I'm gonna tell you to grip these. Yeah.
It's inappropriate. They're children.
I mean, whoever wrote this knew what they were writing.
Wow.
So, like you said, the police show up. Mom and dad show up and see that there are two of them.
And then that's when Will's like, this is my cousin, right? Yeah. Family, right?
My cousin, family? My identical cousin.
Yeah. And my then, of course, it's got to be the cool sister who's like, yeah, we can't tell them apart, right, Mom? Right, wink, Dad?
Wink, wink, wink,
wink. Yeah, and then they're all on board.
Yeah.
Even though the scientists are like, that's a clone. Like, y'all can't see that is an identical clone.
Yeah.
But nobody believes the scientists.
Which, like, I would argue...
The scientists believe that they can't get in trouble if they steal a clone because it's a clone, not a human. So, like, laws don't exist for clones. So, they won't be arrested if they stole a clone.
The scientists are, like, kind of right for being in charge of their own technology, but yeah. the yeah. lines get weird when it's a person that they're dealing with.
Yeah, and then they accidentally kidnap the actual human and not the clone.
So basically, Will's like, can you live with us? And they're like, okay. And then they welcome him home, and Grandpa is there for some reason.
Oh, yeah. And then also, Tui takes the potion so that he can live forever.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then they're like, I'm hungry. And of course, they're like, we don't want Mom's lame cooking. What are we going to eat?
And then Mordecai's like, pizza.
The end.
The end.
The end. Woo-hoo.
Woo. The other side. The other side.
The beginning, and it didn't end in a freeze frame, which I was like very impressed by, because usually every single DCOM ends with them being like,
pizza.
You know, and it didn't end that way. And I'm also impressed that they didn't do first person narrative.
Yeah.
And you know what? They didn't need it.
They didn't need it. They didn't need it. Worked but what great. They did need. Was a moral. So what is the moral of The Other Me?
Try hard. Don't care what people think, right? Because then you can be cool and you can dance in the lunchroom to some boy band dance moves and get a bunch of friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the moral is be the pizza. You mm-hmm. be the pizza that you bring to the date.
Yeah. You're enough. Mm-hmm. You're enough. Yeah, my moral is, like, in order to connect with people older than you, always ask if they're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is being old painful today?
Yeah.
Are you...
Yeah.
Does it hurt that you're so... No.
Yeah, like specifically cite something they might be self-conscious about.
Yeah.
And ask if it hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they'll open up and warm up and be healed.
Hey, you guys, does your face hurt today?
Not today. Not today. Do you want to be best friends?
Yeah. Wow, not that you asked.
Just kidding. You guys have beautiful faces.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
But only people who subscribe to our Patreon can see that.
That's right.
Plug.
That's right. I also have an educational chart today to tell you about how cloning works, if that's any piques any interest.
Okay, let's cast ourselves.
Yes. Who would we be in The Other Me?
The other side of me.
Rachel, I think you could have fun being Heather.
Heather? Okay.
It's just really fun to be her.
Bring me pizza, please.
Claire, you would play Tui.
Wow.
You would be Tui for sure.
Whoa. And Oscar would.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I don't know what he's going for. He's crossing his fingers. He knows what he wants.
Oscar, you are it's hard because I know that you have a specific thing in mind.
It's gonna be very, very specific.
You get to be the receptionist who answers the phone.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Okay. I was also going to say, you get to be all of the boy band members in the video.
Yeah. What did you want?
I wanted to be the, bootleg Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Oh, that's VJ, what I was going to say next. Sure. Dang. Okay. Well, you could be him.
Just like being swarmed by a bunch of angry girls for sure. Yeah. That's who I wanted to be in the movie.
Okay. Next time.
Now.
I'll say that.
Before we rate it, let's get into
Zaddy Watch.
Ranking our little Zaddy, huh?
Oh.
Let's talk about the Zaddy in this movie. Okay. Mr. Will.
I thought about this while watching it, and I was like, he's not attractive to me. He's more dad than he is dad. He's very, very, very dad.
Mm-hmm. Very dad.
and he also didn't have much going on. So for that, I'm going to give him the, I mean, I wouldn't, I don't know if he's a zaddy at all to me.
He wouldn't place?
But I'm going to place him because I've placed everyone else so far, so he's bronze zaddy.
Mm, wait a second. It goes platinum, gold, silver, bronze, dad, right?
Yes.
I'm going to give him dad because I feel like he could have honestly just not been in this movie.
Wow.
And it wouldn't have made a difference.
Wow.
Plus, I did like that he keeps a potato chips in his briefcase. That was very relatable to me. So,
yeah. You do keep a lot of potato chips in your briefcase.
I do. Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's not able, he's not comfortable telling his wife that he doesn't like her cooking is a little, I'm like, this is feeling very beta, which I'm a fan of because I like beta men. Oh. So, yes, he's like not really like a zaddy by any stretch of the imagination. He's full-on dad. However, the thing that I will say is I feel like when he was younger he was like cute, and I feel like I would be I would date this guy and then end up marrying this guy, and then age just like kills our bodies, and then I'd be like, okay, well, yes, that's my husband, and yes, he's not like super hot, but you know, there's other qualities that I like about him. For example, I don't really know because I don't know his personality. So for that reason, I'm going to give him bronze zaddy status.
Yeah. Wow, the man that you say you would marry and spend an entire life with gets bronze.
Because he's not hot. He's just like there because he, once upon a time, he was hot. And then
once upon a time, like, we had fun on a beach. Like, we had a beautiful family with children and like pets and like a nice white picket fence, but like bronze.
Yeah, I imagine that you share a bunch of pictures of like throwback Thursday pictures of when he was hot to be like, this is what he looked like. This is why I married him. Exactly.
Look, guys, I'm not crazy. He was hot once upon a time.
Yeah.
This is what I see when I look at him.
Yeah.
It's just he has no personality. That's the thing. It's like I've rated zaddies that are not attractive really high because they have great personalities. But this guy's just not...
It's not his fault.
He likes his son, I guess, in that one line where he's like, oh, look, give me a hug. But like, other than that, I'm like, I don't, there's, you're not.
No.
You don't exist. You're not there.
He wasn't written to be a zaddy. He was written to be a dad.
Yeah, barely there. The real moral is that if you have a good personality, you get an automatic zaddy point.
That's good. All right, time to rate the other me. Out of five slices of pizza, how many slices of pizza do you give the other me?
I'm going to give it three slices of pizza.
Three?
Yeah, you know. Yeah, it was fine.
Wow, okay. I thought you were going to rate it a lot lower. Three seems high.
Really? Oh, I just like, I didn't love it, didn't hate it. It was like, I don't know, it was fine.
Yeah. I'm going to give it 2.5 slices because I felt like it was very in the middle. Like, I didn't hate it as much as I've hated other ones, but I didn't, like, love it. But it did feel very, it felt like, to me, this felt more like a Disney Channel original movie than some of the other ones. Like, it felt back to, like, I felt more like, okay, if this was on, I would put it on in the background. I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah. The special effects also, I feel like, are getting a little better. So
a little bit. There wasn't much, you know.
There wasn't much.
A little bit better.
Shiny faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also going to give this a 2.5. Because the quality of the video was not good compared to the other one. There was something about the quality of this. Just the video quality felt way cheaper to me than the other DCOMs. It was like shot in a really weird way that I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But I mean, the plot was boring. It was sort of like forgettable. I mean, after today, I will forget about the other me. Doesn't really stand out. I appreciate that. Number one, it's not a sports movie. Thank God. And number two, here's what I'll say. Andy Lawrence is pretty fun. Like, he was like good. Like, I was very much on board. I think I like him better in The Other Me than I did in Horse Sense. And I liked him in Horse Sense. But to me, Joey Lawrence was a star of Horse Sense. And this one, he, like, really owned this movie. It's hard. It's hard to play both of those characters, and I thought he played Tui really well.
Yeah.
And Alison Pill's in it, so, and I love Alison Pill. But overall, very just forgettable DCOM.
Yeah.
But what do you expect when they're turning them out every month, you know?
Yeah. I liked the music in it because it did remind me of Halloween Town. So then I think that's why I also felt like it was more of like a Disney Channel original movie.
Right. Yeah. The music, the score of this was actually very, I think that was the best part of this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was the score.
It had fun. It gave it that like fun DCOM feel. I think that spirit. Well, I guess you guys, maybe we should go back to the lab and see what else we can find there.
Yeah.
I fully agree. I was able to doctor our van to make it look more like an ice cream truck. So y'all want to get in there and then drive on to the next section?
You have an ice cream machine in here.
Yeah, yeah. Fries only come out of it. So I hope that's okay.
Whoa, but there's a fry machine over here and ice cream's coming out of it.
Yeah.
I do like fries in my ice cream. Have you ever done that at Wendy's?
Oh, yeah. Chocolate and fries are delish.
No.
Screeching halt. Anyway, no, let's get it.
Okay, well, I guess I'm trying them today. So we're off to the next section of the vault. Thanks for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Rachel.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for listening to that last episode of Inside the Disney Vault. We got a new one coming up next week. And, guys, what is it?
Yeah, baby.
Mom's got a date with a vampire.
Mom's very excited.
Got a date with a vampire. Okay, this sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen this one before?
Yeah. Yes, this one's one of my favorites.
Yes, sir.
One of your favorites?
Well, I can tell you, it's a Halloween movie.
Yeah. Okay. Halloween ones are always my favorite.
I mean, I'm ready for Halloween.
I'm a little trepidatious because, I don't know, Halloween Town was promised to me as a good one, and I did not like that one, so.
Hater.
Wow.
I don't know. We'll see.
What do you think this one's about?
Well, with a title like Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire,
uh-huh.
I say it's the exact plot of The Lost Boys, because that's exactly what happens.
Oh my God, you're right.
So it's that. And Corey Hart, Corey Feldman's in it.
Dan Wiese is in it.
Donna Sutherland's in it.
Yeah, Bill and Ted, except minus one of them. I forget which is which.
Mm-hmm. Alex Winter? Yes. It's Bill. What?
Bill,
Ted
exactly.
Theodore Logan is Keanu Reeves.
Okay, thank
Bill
you.
S. Preston Esquire is Alex Winter.
Heck yeah. Okay, Rachel knows.
And it is set on the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Excellent. Okay, good. Uh-huh. So I'll just watch The Lost Boys.
No.
Okay, but you need to watch Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. Wouldn't that be amazing? What if you only watched The Lost Boys, but it lined up perfectly, so we didn't even know that you just only watched The Lost Boys.
I don't think it will.
I mean, The Lost Boys is one of my favorite horror movies of all time. So I'm excited for this the DCOM version of The Lost Boys. So
we might also have some extra surprises with this one.
Okay.
Ooh.
Interesting. I guess we're gonna have to wait next week to find out what that surprise is. For those of you who want to watch the movie before you listen to the episode, you can watch it on Disney Plus.
Heard of it?
Yeah.
Yes. And please tweet at us and Instagram us. Our Twitter is at ITDV Podcast, and our Instagram is at Inside the Disney Vault.
Yeah.
So we like hearing from you on both of those.
Even if you just want to say hi.
Yeah, say hi. Tell us how your quarantine is going. And what? Show us your mask, because you should be wearing masks. Oh, no, I got political again.
You should be wearing your mask.
Masks are not political. Masks are safety, public health.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if it's a fun mask,
I would honestly love to see what masks.
Yeah, I
want to
see your Disney masks, if you have Disney masks.
Yeah, here at Inside the Disney Vault, we all say you should wear masks.
Honestly, so. I've been asking for more face mask thirst traps, and no one's been posting them. And
ooh.
Okay, so there you go. So those of you listening, send your face traps, thirst traps.
It's hard to say. Face mask thirst traps.
Do it and hashtag face mask thirst trap and tag inside the Disney vault.
Yeah, right. You don't have to feel weird about it because we asked for it. Yeah. So exactly. It's like you're doing it for us.
Exactly.
Yes.
I love it.
So, well, for now, bye, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 This is Patrick.
And this is Mark, co-host of Nintendo Cartridge Society.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we're your home for all things Nintendo.
On Tuesday, we're talking about the latest Nintendo news.
And on Thursday, we're doing deep dives into specific corners of the Nintendo universe.
Ranking the Koopa Kids.
Determining who the best Smash Fighter is.
That's Nintendo Cartridge Society on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.